For most of the world in Western civilization, the true gift-giving takes place in Epiphany. Those of us in the United States and some of the customs in Europe have changed, where Christmas becomes the gift-giving day. A teacher wanted to emphasize with her little first-grade class the idea of the gift-giving on Epiphany. And so what she did is she drew out of a hat three students, and she said, what your task is to bring a gift to Jesus. Just like the three kings brought gifts to Jesus, you are to bring gifts to Jesus. And you are appointed as the three kings to bring those gifts. Now you go home and you think about what you want to give to Jesus. The next day came, and of course there was still the manger set that was there, and called little Mary up. And little Mary came forward and opened up a little package that she had had her mother wrap, and opened up, and there was a nice stuffed bear. And Mary said, of course, I want Jesus as a little baby to feel comfortable when he's sleeping. And so the stuffed bear is there. Oh, the teacher said, that's wonderful. And the next one was Beth, and called forth Beth, and Beth came forward, and she had a nicely wrapped little package, and opened up the package, and there was a pacifier. And she says, I want Jesus to be able to suck on the pacifier so it would help him, so he wouldn't be crying. Oh, it's wonderful, teacher. Well, little Johnny came forward, and he had a nice box, came forward and gave it to the teacher. In front of everybody, the teacher opened it up, and it was a box of disposable diapers. And the teacher said, oh, she said, I know that Joseph and Mary are going to be very happy with this gift. What are some of the practical aspects that we do when we bring gifts? We bring things that represent us. We bring things that are sometimes practical. We bring things that are sometimes symbolic. We bring sometimes things that give comfort. That's what we bring. We bring, when we bring our gifts, we bring something that not only represents something of the need of the person, but something that represents us. Something that represents us. When we take a look at the three kings coming in, we know that symbolically, the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh are symbolic of someone of royalty, a sovereign, a person of power, a person of prestige. And these gifts are symbolic of them. But they're much more symbolic of the relationship of the world to Christ. The universal aspect of this message that Jesus comes to give and to fulfill. You see, that's what's really important about this, the Feast of the Epiphany, is that it is really our feast. When Jesus comes into the world, it is the fulfillment of him being the Messiah, the King of the Jews. But the recognition now of the three kings is the future call of this mission being one which is universal. Jesus, who will be the Savior for the world. Jesus, who will bring redemption to all. It's interesting when we see the three kings, and there's debates all over whether it's a nice little story that was added by Matthew, whether who are the magi, are they kings, astrologists, what happens in terms of the guidance. But one thing we can know is that they are seekers. In the true sense, every one of us is a seeker. We seek that presence of God and to acknowledge that presence in our lives. Here in the gospel, we are given the sense that these individuals who seek, who go out to fulfill something, to fulfill a yearning and a calling that they have in their own lives. So every one of us is represented by the three kings. We seek to fulfill that yearning and that calling that can only be satisfied by the God of truth. And so they come to acknowledge it. And it's an interesting thing that here are these three individuals, obviously of wisdom, place themselves and open themselves up to the unknown. And they trust that they will be guided. Guided first, obviously, by a star. And there's some aspect that they know the stars. They know what's going on in the heavens. They know that they are alerted to that. But they trust in that knowledge which is guiding and directing them. They also trust in that internal call. If you take a look at the three kings, they're only quoted as saying one thing. We have come to seek the King of the Jews. We have come to seek this newborn king. We're led to Bethlehem. That's all they're saying. They're saying two things. But that announcement by those three people of prestige immediately puts the powers to be on edge. And they seek what? To destroy the simple message of love that Jesus brings. It's so key for us to understand that that aspect of that simple message of love which Jesus brings, the Son of God, proclaims to the world, is so threatening to the world in which we live. Love is threatening to this world because it's a reflection of God. We have to go outside of ourselves. We can no longer rely upon the power of this world, but must understand the transcendent power of the next. We must understand that everything that we do leads us to that world, which is His kingdom. And no kingdom can be found and established here on earth which will fulfill that apart from its relationship with God. And when we fail to embrace God within our lives, within our communities, within the powers that we have, we're doomed to failure. We're doomed to failure. But when we embrace God as the transcendent in any aspect of our living, we open ourselves up to the promised destiny which is given to every one of His children. So the fulfillment is not here on earth. The fulfillment is in the kingdom which is proclaimed by Christ, and a kingdom which is ruled by love. What is it that we bring to Jesus now when we come on Epiphany? What do we bring to Him? Well, if the kingdom is about love, then that's the aspect that we bring. We bring the fulfillment of our faithfulness, our love for our family, our friends, our community, our willingness to extend ourselves to our brothers and sisters. You know, the aspect of charity that we talk about in terms of our own lives, the aspect of charity is something which we think is given as an excess by us. We throw that charity out because it's something spontaneous we have. No, the aspect of charity is a demand and an obligation in our own lives in recognition for the love that we have received in abundance from God and a desire to share His love with others. That's what makes our aspects, our doing good, more than just a kind gesture. It ties it and unites it to the divine. And therefore, it makes it transcendent. What gift do we bring? We bring the gift of ourselves and the unique love that we have and experience God in our lives so that we can share with others. The gift of the three kings for us is a sense of the universal call of salvation which we share today in. We're so much a part of understanding that redemption and salvation for us that we don't understand the uniqueness of the three kings in making it a universal call for all of us. And yet that universal call is what brings us to this altar. That universal call is what feeds us with His bread. The universal call is an acknowledgement of His love for us, His children. Happy Epiphany to all of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.